Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day with the Traders, I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Calvinator.
Welcome Calvin. To AFL Fantasy Live.
How are you going this week, Calvinator?
Oh, he's dropped one early.
Warn Dog.
What?
You know what?
What?
I actually drove here in the car slightly, I'm going to call it sad, depressed.
Oh, why?
Because this is not fair. Every single week, something happens to my team. I'm going to say, I reckon I have had four times the amount of injuries than what Warn Dog's had this year.
Yeah,
four
times. That's fair.
Dog?
It's called karma.
I did give you a lot of stick last year. Yeah, I'm going
to go back and have a listen to the old podcast.
No
last
joke.
Year.
Yeah. It's a lot.
No, it has been
a lot. It's not fair. I've made my charge. I've tried to do the right thing. Everyone's pat me on the back going, go, Cal, come on, you can win a hat.
Keep going. Yeah.
But now I've crumbled.
Hey, mate, no, you've got to keep going.
I will try, Roy, but it's very hard.
At least he gave you a good score on the way out because he'd been bad.
Yeah, I get kicked.
Boys, it is round 19, which is officially the last round of fantasy football fixtures, home and away fixtures, before the finals.
Is it? I thought we had two weeks.
It's sort of come a little bit quickly. Now, I know some leagues go differently, like they have theirs a bit earlier and stuff like that, but this is if you've got the sort of the default thing on for the last four rounds for your finals, this is what it's looking like. So we are very up and about, and there's a fair bit of news for this week.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
Alrighty. State of the game. We're not talking about that here because enough people are talking about that.
I can if you want.
Yeah, we can go there.
We won't go there because there's too much other news to go through. And we'll start off with the round 19 teams that we released shortly. We're back to normal rounds because there's no Thursday night game. So the Friday, Saturday teams, 26 changes for those, which is about par. Nine confirmed outs for the Sunday squad.
Par.
So for the three games that we've got there, that's what we've got. Right, some of the news. Today, this afternoon, it did drop, and that's where that Dugowie reference came from, Cal.
Oh, okay.
He's out for at least 2 weeks, they're saying, so it's like leg bruising or something like that. So,
blessing in disguise,
I reckon. They've named it up as two weeks.
What?
Blessing. He had 120, Roy.
I know. That was very blessed.
That was blessed, yeah. is that what you meant?
Yes.
Right. Now, the other news out of that was still Sidebottom is definitely in, and Buck's actually made some comments which are quite funny, basically saying about the peanuts in the media that make that up, so I don't know who he was pointing that at, but no, we do know who he was pointing that at. Some other news out of the week, Clayton Oliver, hip issue at training. Mm. Now, we've got to watch this space, I guess. He'll be named, I'm sure.
Without a doubt.
But I wouldn't want to be bringing him in this week because he was in my plans.
Yeah, prime trade target this week.
He was in your plans too.
Yeah, and he's in the rolling 22 at the moment.
I saw the headline on the news, actually. Oliver Twist, they called it, so he might have twisted.
Clever.
Good.
We clever.
Love it. Clever. There's some journos out there kicking goals.
Rightio. Rory Sloane, he should be right, despite that foot stomp. That's what they're saying. But Dude, unlikely. Our mate Lee Gaskin sending some information out about him, basically just running some laps and all that sort of stuff. So
it's time
I would
to go
say,
anyway. Yep. For Dewey?
Yep.
Yep. No one would have him now, would they still? All right. Billy Frampton.
So he just niggles.
Kicks and kicks
niggle.
And kicks.
Mm.
Ruck, 170K. He had 79 last. 79 average for the year, and 119 last week. Now, we've heard from old Ken Hinckley that for the pair, that he and Paddy Ryder will be named in their extended squad because they're a Sunday.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't
they're
it?
They're also going to name Kane Farrell, who's a defender mid. He's 170K. He kicked three goals last week. Probably not much of a defender there. He's averaging, for 80 points, he's averaging 58 for the year, so not a lot. And he also, Ken did say that Jared Leinert, after his 79 last week, he's gone up to 199K, that defender.
Yeah.
He is definitely playing.
Went at 90% disposal efficiency, right. So he was never going anywhere after that.
Dougal Howard won't be playing, and Carl Amon, 2 to 3 weeks, the same. Now, Will Walker will be making his debut for North Melbourne. He's a 226K midfielder. Had 23 disposals and 7 tackles last week for a ton. 103 scored there. He's averaging 71 for the year. Now, the other bit of news from North Melbourne is Ben Jacobs is out indefinitely. Yes. Oh, Calvin.
No.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant like, no, I didn't.
Roy probably meant it too because he's a gaff owner.
No, he's a shooey.
Oh, shooey, sorry.
Oh,
one of us was going
to go. No one would be silly enough to go to shooey.
Well, they do, Roy. They do. Anyway, no one will now.
Anyway, so yeah, so he's out indefinitely. That's with a concussion. So I think he's sort of played one game since about round 12 or
apologies
so.
Apologies to Ben. I didn't mean that.
No.
Yeah, pump, no. Yes.
Be nice. So for St Kilda, Jimmy Webster won't be there with his groin injury. We heard earlier too that Nathan Freeman will not be making his debut.
He may never do it.
That's potentially the truth, Roy. What more?
Well, the going's good. Just get him out there.
What more does he have to do?
I don't know.
He must be so frustrated.
Oh, gosh. Now, for my draft teams, Basher Hooley. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, he's been disappointing all year, dog. What can you tell me about Basher?
He's still out.
Oh,
that's all I can tell you about that. Now, another one of your mates, Sean McKernan, Roy.
Yeah.
He's out. Season is over with that hamstring. And Jake Stringer could be back in, though, for the Bombers. It's going to be a big game tomorrow night, the Bombers and the Swans at Etihad Stadium.
Is it?
It is.
I'll take your word for it.
No, we'll be. Tune in. Bombers will win it. Jack Martin for the Suns. He may miss the rest of the season with a calf, so he'd be a draft player. Do you have him, Cal?
I do. It's been very good this
year. Tell you what, Barlow.
Cool. Yeah, well, potentially. Now, Braden Crosley out for a month. That's another one there. A few people have got him on the pine. So if you were looking at milking his cash, you might as well do that. Luke Dalhouse, looks like he's out for the rest of the season with an ankle. Another Calvinator draft member.
Now, this is the guy that you said would be a guaranteed top six forward, Warned.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
We've forgotten about that, haven't we?
No, we haven't.
Oh, good.
He's going to be cheap next year.
Someone else.
Bont is going to be back. And we've just heard also that Fergus Green will be making his debut. He's a 170K forward. He's 20 years of age. Fantasy numbers, not huge. Kicked 3 goals last week for 68. He's averaging 59 from his 14 games this year and only 47 back in the Magoos last year. So not a hell of a lot there. Tribunal, because that was after our podcast. Tom Cutler, his appeal failed, so he's got his 2 weeks. And now Daniel Howe, after his hit on Cripps and then adding to that trip, he is missing 5 weeks, which
he
means he's out for the end of the season.
He did. He went down swinging. Now, you got more weeks for the trip than the hit?
Yeah, I'm really surprised by that. That hit was worth more than two, I thought.
It was.
Way more than two.
If they didn't know more were coming, do you reckon they would have handled that differently?
Yeah. I did see quite a funny tweet from Regan Phelps, who is very good on Twitter.
He's a good tweeter.
And he said that, because Cripps re-signed yesterday.
Yes.
And he said Daniel Howe's hit had even bigger effects on him. Something like along those lines.
Yeah, well, I should thank Howe for
Regan's,
that.
He's funny on Twitter.
Yeah, he's very good.
He is very good at what he does. All right, just a couple of notes here. The most traded in players this week, Jared Leinert, of course, as a defender downgrade at 199K. He's the most traded in there. And you've got Danger, who got his forward status last week and had a nice ton on debut for my side and lots of sides last week because he was up there in the most traded in last week as well. Lockie Whitfield at 3, Witho at 4. If you were tossing up between them, Roy, Witho and Lockie Whitfield, yep, who would you be going?
Whitfield.
Okay. And Freeman at number 5. Now, some people might be just throwing away that position, but if you're getting him, thinking he's playing well, unfortunately he's not.
People just assumed that he would be. This was the week.
The most traded out, Cal, you're one of these. Tom Duday. People are dumping him. He's up to 488K. Well, he lost 20K this week.
Rookie of the year?
318K he's made this year.
It's pretty amazing.
He's up there.
He is up there.
Got to be up there. Tim Kelly, I think.
He wins it, doesn't
he? Yeah.
Has to.
Like, he's worth more than Dusty.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's just got to be. Wow. He said that. And we all sold him, like, probably way too early.
I reckon it was too early.
And, Paul Ahern, second most trade out. And then people who didn't do it last week are dumping Sicily and Nat Nui as well at 3 and 4. All right, that's what we've got there with those with the news. The teams won't be too far away, so I reckon it's time to hit up some Twitter questions.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Tweet. We'll get some questions from Twitter. We'll be getting questions from the Facebook Live, which is where I am looking at me now. Where I'm looking at me. I actually am where I'm looking there right now. Who goes first, Goddard or Hurley for Carlin here?
Goddard.
Goddard goes. Look, I know, Roy, you're a bit angry with Hurley after last week.
Oh, expected it, really, to be honest.
Did you really?
But he'll be back this week. He'll take 10 marks again this week.
So a good
90.
Yeah, 90 to 100 this week. I'd give him that.
Yeah.
Lock and load.
Okay, might be a draft question here for Daniel. Play Brad Hill or Will Hoskin-Elliott?
Brad Hill or Will Hoskin-Elliott? I would play...
Will Hoskin-Elliott's been so up and down when he had some great games during the year.
Yeah. I'd be playing Brad Hill.
Would you?
Yeah, I just think a bit more midfield time.
Yeah, he plays across half-back now. Oh, no, Brad. Oh, gosh.
One of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be going Will Hoskin-Elliott. He sits forward a bit too much.
No, good call. We might as well go Brad.
Yep.
Who would you be getting in for Jesse here, McRae or Beams? McRae sits higher in your rolling 22, Roy.
Yeah, he does. So, McRae.
Yep.
Yeah, you probably a bit of value at the moment with him, despite a huge break. Yeah,
160, I think. Yeah.
So he's still got a bit more to come down, but if you can get him, price isn't an issue.
Yeah.
Now, Declan, you don't just have Gaff. He says, I can pick any mid. Who to pick? I already have Gaff. Well, if you didn't have Tom Mitchell, he would probably be the one that would suggest, but surely you've got Tom Mitchell. Who else in there?
And then it's McRae.
Yep.
And then probably it is Beamer still up there, despite being a bit quiet last week.
Canelio, Crouch... All those guys need to be in your team at some stage.
Mm-hmm. Tim Bailey wants to know, who scores more for the rest of the season, Wingard or Menegola? I feel like it's Menegola.
Yeah.
100% Menegola over Wingard.
Gosh, don't be so confident with that. But
well, I'm not a Menegola owner, so I don't really know what he does.
But he's very solid. He's knocking on the door, but I've got Wingard in there.
Do you? Ahead of Menegola. Wow. So there's your answer. It's Wingard.
Looks like it.
Matthew Sadler. Interesting one here. Feel like I'll get Crozier over Saw, Simpson and Witherden with Hodge returning. Just silly?
I don't think you can bring in Simpson.
No, you wouldn't be bringing in
you
Simpson.
You wouldn't bring him in. No. So cross him off your list. Withers?
Is there a worry with Hodge returning?
Yeah. Yep. The numbers back it up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's significant. Yeah. He averages a lot less when Hodge is playing. It's something to be considered because, well, Hodge does soak up a fair few kicks back there, doesn't he? And marks.
But would you go Crozier? He's gone 93 in his last... Well, he's gone 95 in his last five.
It's very good form, isn't it?
That's up there with the best of them.
I couldn't bring myself to do it, but if you change the head and the name and look at the numbers, yes.
You could do it, and... Less than 1% ownership. So you got a little bit of a uniquey there.
Yeah. So. Uniques can be good or they can be bad.
That's
but
right.
But these numbers suggest they'll be pretty good.
Lachlan wants to know, who's he going to trade out of, Phillips or Taranto?
Great question.
World of a great luxury question. Trades.
Yeah. Yep. Well, in a lot of ways, you would say Phillips because Taranto's forward anyway and there's some higher scoring mids going around at the moment. So
if you can reach to one.
I would probably base it on that and say Phillips. And then the cherry on top would be Phillips had like 14 at halftime on the weekend.
Yep.
As a Phillips owner, Cal.
Yes.
Well, would you like to get rid of him?
Yes, I would. Sure, I would. I want to go to one of these guys in the big 22 destroy because averaging 88 in his last three.
It's not a good for him. Not good enough for a midfield spot.
For a midfield spot.
Trade him out, keep Taranto.
Exactly.
Jaden Evans. Who would you get rid of out of Gibbs or Neil?
Gibbs hasn't done much at all.
No, he hasn't, has
started
he?
Dog Euro.
Very well. Neil will get you your ton, and that's about all.
Mm.
Like, that's where he's at. He's pretty consistent with it.
Mm.
Like, he's... Gibbs I would like to get rid of Neil in my side at the moment, just to, if I can get an Uber that can actually get me to the right places I need to.
Gibbs has gone at an average of under 90 in his last three.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's Gibbs. It's got to go. I can't
See
believe
you later.
It. Mm.
All right.
He's down 131K this year.
Bargain next year,
He's a near bargain this year, but he's still going at 104.
Yeah, he needs to get that down.
Adam wants to know, should he upgrade Simpson?
It depends.
If you don't have one of the five ahead of him, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't know if you go as deep as five, though, Dog. So I'll ask you these. Would you upgrade him to Laird?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you upgrade him to Brayshaw?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you upgrade him to Yeo?
Yes.
I'm definitely 100% with all those. That's
yes.
fine.
Yep.
Would you upgrade him to Whitfield?
Yes, I like Whitfield. You don't.
Oh, no, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But it's a big enough jump to do that. You're confident enough. Would you upgrade him to Jake Lloyd?
Yeah.
Can he not bounce back this week?
Well, there's the thing. He's gone at
Simo.
Yeah.
He's gone at 89 in his last three. And this week...
One was coming back off that injury too early, looking very sore. The second one back, he actually got injured in the game and still played through for 82.
Yep.
Before that, he didn't go under 110 for 3 weeks.
Yep. So he's got Gold Coast, and that sounds like a great matchup.
It does sound like
but
it.
But, I mean, we flagged it last week with Lloyd that Gold Coast, for some reason, the ball doesn't go down in their...
even though their they front, won that game.
Although they won. And Lloyd didn't have a great score last week.
No, he was very disappointed.
So I don't think you can go... I'm worried for Cade this week.
Are you?
Yes.
I think he'll get 90.
Right. Okay, well...
And I wouldn't trade that out.
No, I don't think you'd trade him out.
Dude's averaging 101 in his last five.
Yes. I don't think you'd trade him out. You don't trade him out, but you are cautiously watching him, waiting for the moment to do so, but I don't think it's yet.
I don't think we'll need to. He'll bounce back.
All right. He's pretty durable.
He is. He'll probably be out this week.
Yeah, he's out.
But anyway, like, literally out of the blues. But anyway, wait and see. I don't think we trade Cade Simpson out.
No.
All right, Kate wants to know, trade in Sire, or is there a cheaper downgrade with good job security?
Oh, I don't know about good job security, but you don't trade him in, no.
No, he's probably gone up a little bit too much.
Oh, mate, Lynert, you can get him in the midfield.
Can you?
Is he defender mid?
I think he's just defender.
Well, I better have a look at that.
Come on.
What's
Cam,
his name?
Stop giving bad advice.
I don't know. You said
L-I-E-N-E-R-T.
Right. This is...
Hang on. I can spell quicker than
Cam. Yeah, he's straight defender. Yeah, but,
thanks for
but
the insight.
If you've got Joel Smith back there...
What?
In like your midfield?
What? Can you please click on Joel Smith's name and see what percentage of people you're talking to here?
We I might have a couple of debutants here, Kate, that you might be able
How
to
many
see.
How many people?
34%.
Hmm. Sorry, Cal, I'll take it back.
With Joel Smith.
What's that?
Mm.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who've got him. So you've got a bit of flexibility there. Janet.
A lot of people, 33%. Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Mm. Maybe that Will Walker could be an option there for you, Kate. He's a midfielder.
No, okay.
226.
Lynert.
Didn't realise how many people had given up. 33% of people have stopped playing.
There's nothing wrong with Joel Smith.
He'd be handy on your bench, I reckon.
Oh, God, I'm sorry, Cow.
All right, guess what? I think the teams
here we go.
Coming God, in right now.
It's about to leave.
Were you? Why?
Roy's annoying me.
You're annoying me. Always.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin and Warnie.
All right, let's make this happen. The round 19 teams are here.
I just want a big out from your team, Roy.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, a big one.
Yeah, it'd be exciting.
Let's make it all happen.
But I don't know.
Starting Friday night, Essendon and Sydney Swans at Etihad Stadium, 7:50 Eastern Time. That'll be our lockout. So for the Bombers, Connor McKenna, Jake Stringer and Aaron Francis come into the side.
Awesome.
And Travis Collier has been omitted, as well as Ben McNeice. Sean McKernan is out injured, as we mentioned before. Now for the Swans, Heath Grundy comes into the side, as well as Jordan Dawson. Now, we talked about him after his huge Neefel game. He's 254K mid-forward. Maybe that's how you go instead of Sire, okay? That could be your option. He had 135 the week before, but then he racked up 29 touches, 3 goals, 23 tackles, and 216 points on the
tackles.
Weekend.
I still don't know it was possible.
Challenge. Well, don't go down this
That's
path,
who you get, though.
If you were looking at getting Darcy Cameron as a downgrade... Well, you still can, but he's not playing. He's been omitted, as well as Harry Marsh. Let's get into the Saturday game, and this is the blockbuster of the year today.
Isn't
Richmond
it?
And Collingwood.
Isn't it?
1:45 p.m. on Saturday afternoon at the G. Jeez, that'd be great to be going along
Wouldn't
to.
It?
Jacob Townsend is in, as well as Liam Baker for his first game.
Hello.
So he is
Sounds cheap.
Coming in.
170K forward.
Right. Let's have a. We'll try to find out some more information about him
That's all I got.
As the podcast goes on. The outs, Callum Moore and Connor Menadue. Oh, sorry, Callum Moore's been omitted. Connor Menadue is injured. For the Pies.
Joker.
To Joker.
Darcy Moore and Callum Brown are into the side. The outs, Sire is out injured.
Oh, there you go.
So you're not picking him. DeGoey is also injured, if you didn't hear that. It's Brody Grundy's 100th game.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Grundy.
What will he score against now?
Yeah, will he wear his pig bean in? He'll come out.
I hope so.
We will love it. Geelong and Brisbane are playing at 2:10 at GMHBA Stadium. And Lachie Fogarty comes in. Jermaine Jones has been omitted for the Lions. We have seen that Hodgie is back, as well as Harris Andrews, which is a great news story for him. And and the AFL community. Cedric Cox has been omitted and Tom Cutler is out with that right. 2 weeks.
That's really
suspension.
Relevant, Hodgie, because right. it seriously does affect Witherden scoring. It
sure does.
And he's averaging 117 awesome. In his last three, yeah.
GWS and St Kilda, the twilight Saturday game, 4:35 p.m. at Spotless Stadium. Sam Taylor comes in for the Giants and Lockie Keefe has been omitted. For St Kilda, Nathan Brown is back in, as well as Loney, Blake Akers, draft relevant. Good.
for you, obviously.
Yes.
Nick Caulfield also come in. What the omissions, Ed Phillips.
Oh.
Ed.
Bailey Rice. David Armitage.
Yeah. Armo. People were unlucky? Talking about bringing him in. Yeah. He was in some red-hot form a couple
and
of weeks
Hunter
ago.
Hunter Clark has been managed in that. Saturday night games. We're going to start with
Armitage,
the
97 in his last five.
Yep. I'm sure Richo looked at those stats and then said
he might want to start looking at some new stats, to be honest.
Adelaide Crows and Melbourne play at Adelaide Oval. That's 7:10 over Adelaide time. And Taylor Walker is in with Doudet out injured, so he's officially out. And we are seeing that Melbourne have made no changes.
Yeah, so Clayton Oliver is obviously named.
Yes.
But I don't know. What you say is 80% chance to play?
Yep.
Mm.
Right, the Gold Coast Suns ins. Braden Fiorini is in, especially after his massive game. Mm. He had 180 last week with 42 disposals.
Here comes Barlow.
Three tackles.
Mm.
Ready?
Next player we're going to talk about is David Swallows back in.
Oh,
Jack Bowes is back in. And that is all.
Oh, right.
Michael Barlow is an emergency in that game. Charlie Ballard is out injured, as well as Braden Crosley. And we also see there that Callum Archie is out with illness. For the Blues, we've made a few changes here. Daisy comes back in, Roy.
Oh, yeah, good.
Kieran Byrne, Darcy Lang, Sam Rowe, and Jed Lamb. The outs, Zach Fisher with his season-ending leg break.
Oh, he's one of our only
that he had
ones,
there.
Too.
Liam Jones is also out.
Oh, there goes his All-Australian.
Omissions are Levi Casbolt, Matt Shaw, and Nick Graham. Matt Shaw, that was his first game too, wasn't it?
For nah, the second, I think.
Oh, was it? Next one we're looking at is we're heading to Sunday.
Lisa's just irrelevant, boring names to this point.
Yeah, all right. North Melbourne and West Coast Eagles, Nick Larkey, Ben McKay, Will Walker, who we mentioned before, making his debut, Mason Wood and Tom Murphy are the ins to that squad. Alex Morgan is out injured. He was icing his calf in that last game, so he's out. And for the Eagles, Petrocelli is in, as well as Nelson, Barras, Archie, and our boy Waterman. Lewis Jetta is out injured. Obviously, these are extended squads, so they a few more on there than what we need, 4 to be precise. Fremantle and Hawthorne is the last game of the round. Let's skip that one. It's just in order of the times. So let's go to the Western Bulldogs and Port Adelaide game. The Bont is back. Fergus Green, who we mentioned making his debut. We might even see Callum Porter, but the Bulldogs didn't announce that, so I'm just thinking that Green is the only debutant there.
Good.
Lewis Young, Fletcher Roberts, Shane Biggs, and Patrick Lipinski. In, and the outs, we've got Billy Gowes out injured, Luke Dalhouse injured, and Tom Boyd injured. For Port Adelaide, the outs will start there. Amon, Dougal Howard, and Lindsay Thomas has been omitted. He has. We might see Billy Frampton and Kane Farrell debut for the Power. They have been named in this extended squad. And Jonas Motlop Ryder, Johnson and Bonner are also there. And the last game of the round, as we were talking about before, this is Fremantle and Hawthorne. The in, Stephen Hill, Sean Darcy, Andrew Brayshaw, and Hayden Ballantyne, meaning no Sandy Steele. And I did see some news that Fife's still 3 weeks away, according to their injury list. So Sean Darcy's back in there. He was a laid out last week.
Laid out last
in
week.
Your draft team.
Cost me a draft win.
Devastating.
Jager O'Meara comes back in for the Hawks after being a laid out himself last week. Burgoyne, Mitch Lewis, Connor Nash and Taylor DeRay are also into that extended squad. Connor Nash, it could be his first game. Daniel Howe is out with that suspension, so he's missing the rest of the fantasy season, Cow. What do you got on Nash?
Oh, Nashy boy is a 170K defender.
All right.
Yeah.
Gee, boys. Clean slate.
We've got away with it, I think.
Except for me, who had two, but that's all right.
Who we got? Oh, Doudet. That doesn't count.
Yeah, two rookies, basically.
Sire.
And Sire and Dugon, yeah. So he's not a rookie, you twit. Stop it. You're as bad as him.
He was a stepping stone, mate. Now step off.
We're going to take some more questions here. Thank you for everyone tuning in on Facebook Live. So you can be catching that if you're listening to this as a replay or you're on City Park Radio listening. You can get to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official to watch this live every Thursday night. So, Green or Baker is a forward downgrade. Now, I'm trying to look for some information on Baker.
I've researched already, dog. Step ahead of you on Bakes.
Go for it.
So, VFL this year, he's averaging 76 from 11 games. 20 touches, 3 marks, 3 tackles. So, pretty solid.
Mm. Yeah.
And in well, each
that's
of those,
better than Green,
and averaging about a goal a game. So, he doesn't sound like he sits forward massively.
Yeah.
However... But,
however,
he's playing for Richmond,
and he will play as a small forward. But yeah, 76 VFL.
So, what do we want from these guys? These downgrades. So, obviously, we want to maximise cash as much as ever because you know you want to get to the best pay you possibly can. Job security handy. Is it vital? It's not vital if you've got another decent rookie there or already with the emergency.
That's right
on them. Scoring potential, is it really that important? Like, obviously, we want to still be generating cash and doing upgrades here and there, but you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. Mm. Job security is massively important.
Yep.
You know, you need one reliable guy in each line that you know is going to be there each week.
Yep.
So you can trade around them.
Yes.
You can trade around them.
It's getting tough when that's your only... money generation. There's one good like emergency there.
Yep.
You just have to cull though at this point, don't you?
You do.
Then if it's your only good emergency there, you probably are chasing a bit more job security at the expense of cash. Is that correct?
Once your team's basically set, like nearly everybody is.
Yep.
Each week you're just going a rookie down.
Yeah.
And a underperforming premium up.
Yeah.
That's everyone's move basically for the next few weeks.
We're certainly happy to cull rookies early at the moment. Ahern's a prime example.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got a low break even. It's probably in the 40s.
Yep.
So there's more growth, but if he's your best cash generator at the moment, you cull, don't you?
Well, he's 405K.
Yeah.
You can make a truckload of coin just by dumping him this week, either as a forward or a mid.
Yep.
And that enables
despite not fully fattening.
That's it.
Yep.
You chuck him on top of a Tom Phillips. Yeah. Chuck him on top of a...
You're getting your choice of player, aren't you?
You're getting your pick.
Mm.
Right, okay. 100%. It is luxury trade season at the moment.
Not.
Tim Powell wants to know, Hoff or Danger? I was trying to combine their names.
Gosh.
Westhoff and Danger.
I default to Danger.
Yep.
Yeah? I default to Danger.
He's got Brisbane.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
He's Danger's good for answer. A 120 this week.
He had 85 at half time. On the back of a 150.
Yeah.
He has to be the answer.
He's had 2 bad quarters in his last 6.
Yeah.
And his last 6 have been nasty.
Mm.
Right, Stephen Kelly wants to know, Dusty or Sloan for Dugowie?
Sloan with that stomped on foot is a small concern.
Yep.
Dusty on the back of 290s is a small concern. I still think, well, that stomped on foot is more of a concern.
I guess so.
So I'm going Dusty. Dusty looked really good last week.
Sloane had those 2 111s in a row. What did he have after that? What did he do last week?
I believe he copped a little bit of attention last week.
Right.
And I think they played Brisbane, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, he didn't do one of his 50s,
I think he got 85 from the Poisonberry.
Oh,
copyright
okay.
Calvin. So, yeah, I think you would go with the guy that is 100% fit.
Yeah, okay.
Even though he might not look it.
Yeah,
he would still go with Dusty.
All right, yeah.
Is Poulsen an option at 187K?
Well, they're so depleted.
Last week.
They're so depleted that he's going to keep getting games.
Can I tell you?
Kick that leg break, too.
Oh, he did.
Can I tell you? Oh,
gosh, is that goal part of his 50?
54.
Oh,
and before that, 17.
He's
29.
So good. I had him last year, remember?
No. Poulsen is not an option. No, abort.
Might as well take a punt on someone you
punt
haven't
on
seen.
One of those rookies.
Because at least you don't know they're a
Nick Tau is asking, who was the player that that's new that had 200 points last week? So that was Jordan Dawson from the Sydney Swans. Had 216, sorry. Not just 200. Big score.
216.
Mid forward, 254K. Would you pay that for a Swan?
No.
And for someone that has that potential scoring that high.
You do that, you're only making 50K out of Sire.
Yeah, right.
That's not enough.
No.
And he'd be a prime one to downgrade at the moment.
And where would you play Dawson? He's on your bench.
Yeah.
No. No thanks.
He might not even stay in the team.
He won't. Don't do it. Go lower than that. Have your expectations much lower. Yeah, scrape the barrel. Go for one of those 170 guys.
I think.
You're not going to play him anyway.
No.
Okay, Jonah Edwards is asking this question. He's asked it a lot of times, so we'll answer it for him so that he doesn't answer it
a lot of times, Doug.
Well, we can. He wants a midfielder for under 677. Now, I'm going to do some of your work for you, boys, and tell you pretty much who that's under.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's better when you give us a couple of options and we can give you some things. So, 677 is most of the players. So, that's Jager down. So, Zarakis, Pendles.
If you don't have him.
You've got Ablett. Is Ablett a potential option?
I'll tell you what. He will win or lose you the final series.
Mm.
He could be. No one's got him. Because they would have offloaded him when he had that really poor score. Hmm. He's back-to-back 110s. He has the ability to win you a final.
You can get some great players there, though.
A couple of tweets I saw floating through. Alan Ward.
Yeah, his numbers are phenomenal. And he's only by like 1%.
Through the roof.
Yeah. He could be an option.
You can't go wrong. That guy has so many options there.
Mitch Duncan.
Dangerfield, Westhoff, Pendlebury, Ablett.
Okay, this is why it's a question. Don't reel off how many good ones. This is why he's confused, because there is a heap of good ones.
I'll tell you.
Give him one.
Dangerfield would be your best option there. Ablett, if you wanted to be really, really ballsy.
So you think Dangerfield is better to have over Pendles, if we're looking purely at points?
Oh, no. I don't.
No. Mitch Duncan, where do you sit with that now, Roy?
Oh, well, he is what he is. He's an 100 average, and that's what he'll average you.
Hmm.
I really like someone playing with an Ablett here.
Do you?
Yeah, I reckon it's a ballsy. I reckon it's going to be a potential game changer for you.
Yeah, I think you play it straight bat and go Danger. He's probably got Danger, though.
It's only a few weeks left. Well, then he goes Pendles.
Yeah, well, you're not exactly going extreme, going a Danger. Like,
No, go Ablett.
Hmm.
Go, Ablett.
All right.
Go. Right. From Twitter, Lachlan Lampard wants to go either Neil to Cripps or Crouch. Who would you get for that?
Cripps.
Neil to Cripps?
Or Crouch.
Over Crouch?
Well, I think Crouch is ahead of Cripper in your... It's Crouch.
He is.
I'd go Crouch over Cripps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you do that, or would you go Heaney to Dangerfield?
No, Heaney will be fine this week. That's his first blip on the radar where he's remained conscious.
Yeah, so 65.
Hmm.
But he came back with a 103. He'll be okay against the Bomb. Bombers aren't any good.
All right. Now, I've just retweeted this here on the AFL Fantasy Twitter account. Josh Aspie wants to know, who goes out this week for McRae? Is it Sloan, Buddy, or Taranto?
Sloan, Buddy, Taranto.
Buddy's been pretty disappointing.
He has.
He's playing against Essendon, who he dominates. I heard a stat on the radio on the way in, actually saying something like he has kicked 65 goals in 15 games against Essendon. That's like an average of over four.
Yeah, it's nasty, but I still think I'd be comfortable getting rid of him.
He's gone, so 77 is his average in his last three.
Mm.
He has a 65 in that.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah, get rid of him.
Crouch or Canelio, Roy?
It's a good one.
It is a good one. And now's probably a good time to flag that Canelio does actually remain in the rolling
22. Oh, does he?
It's your mate Josh Kelly.
Really?
He's out. Yep. Yeah. Well, he's no Clayton Oliver.
Well, Clayton Oliver's got a hip complaint.
Yeah. Yet to be seen.
Kelly's gone that 115.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. Good. 88, 89.
Oh, right.
And someone had to go for Clayton.
Oh, that's it. And there's no way Canelio's pumping out numbers under 90.
No. That was purely... cow scale of hungness. I was on a 10 when I did that. It was desperate times.
But I told you, it does affect you, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
All right, boys, let's take us through the round and some of the numbers that we want to know.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
I'll kick off on Friday night. Warndogs, boys.
Get up.
Up against.
Get on them.
Well, Tipheads, boys, against Swans at Etihad, starting at 10-8. Bit of a late start for us. That's good, boys, because...
It's normal on Thursday nights.
Oh, Friday night.
Friday
I get confused with these Friday night games now.
Mm. You just get confused from stop.
Let's face it, I'm still on about a three.
What do you got?
Rightio, I'm looking at Zach Merritt potentially copping a tag again here from George Hewitt.
Yeah.
George is...
He's good, isn't he?
Up there with the best in the game at a tag at the moment, but he's been all right, Zach, shaking off tags. So he got one last week from... I can't remember who it was now.
Nah, but he's much improved in that department.
He is.
Yeah.
So last 48 he had lowest score of 106.
Yep.
So you think he'd be okay?
We'd be happy with that from him, realistically, if Hewitt's with him, won't we?
You would. Now, here's a stat for you, Roy. Essendon are the most restrictive team at the moment in points in the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
Compared to Carlton,
yep,
they give up 414 points a game less.
Oh, my goodness, that's significant.
Now, divide that by 22 players.
Wow.
So 18 points a person.
That's a factor.
Wow.
That's massive.
That's a factor.
But it's also a factor of what Carlton have been giving up at the same time.
Yes, certainly is. Now, on to the next game, Cal. Yep. What do you got for me?
So it's Richmond against Collingwood. And, of course, DeGoey is gone. So I've got to make a move with him. Mm. I'm actually thinking, Roy, that because I've got Doudé as well, Doudé has to go because I don't have any cover.
Yep.
I can't go up with one and down with another because I'm playing with a spud. So I think DeGoey will sit on my pine and I'll just roll with a Hearn.
Will you really?
Well, I don't think I've got any other option.
Yeah, yep, no, fair call.
And of course, that the VFL guy there, that Baker, comes in for Richmond. 174, not a bad option if you want to have a throw at someone, but it is Richmond.
Yeah.
I can't see him hanging around for very long, but he did average 76.
Previously in the rolling 22 defenders, Jack Crisp was there.
Yes.
Averaging 100 over a significant period of time. People were tweeting me asking this week whether they should get him out, whether I'd green light it, and it is green.
Oh.
It's a green light. Get him out.
Yep.
Yep, he's been hopeless. He's actually down 54K on his starting price now. His form's been atrocious. So, don't worry about him. Get him out.
And Grundy is up against Nankervis, who gives up the second most amount of points in the game to Ruckman.
Yep.
94 points a game. Last two against him, Grundy has gone 115, 123.
Yeah, he'll be in for a good one.
Geelong against Brisbane down at GMHBA. And I think the Poisonberry goes to Selwood.
Yeah.
Do you think, or would he go to Ablett?
I think he'll go to Selwood, yeah.
He will go to Selwood. So if you're a Selwood owner, be a little bit cautious there. His numbers against Brisbane are through the roof. 113, 102, 111, 146, 139, 104.
Yeah.
Smashes them.
Mm.
Hasn't turned up at home in his last three.
Now, Warren, you asked me earlier about Mitch Duncan, whether he's a viable option. I said, you know, if you're happy with that 100. But if you are after instant reward, he is certainly one to consider.
Yeah,
so he loves playing against the Lions. 123, 114, 128 in his last three against them. So that is nasty. And apart from Blip on the Radar a couple of weeks ago, he is actually on fire. So, yeah, he is an option.
Danger 150 against the Lions last year. Could he back that up? Find out. And Beams hasn't gone over 90 in his last three against Geelong.
Yeah, right.
There you go. GWS against St Kilda up there at Spotless. Love Cornelio's numbers here.
Yep.
Against the Saints, a lowest score of 112 in his last four, averaging 116 at home this year.
Yep.
He will be huge.
Yeah, okay. Now, Whitfield.
Yep.
I think he's a great option this week.
Yep.
You are worried based on his form against St Kilda, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, do you think he'll take 8 marks against St Kilda that have been leaking plenty of marks?
Yes.
Right. When he's had 8 marks this year, 114, 123, 126, 120, 150, 114.
Wow.
He's taking 8 marks.
He's taking 8 marks, yeah.
So 100%. He's going big, isn't he?
He will be big.
This will be his first ton against St Kilda.
Josh Kelly will be tagged by Jack Steele.
Mm.
Okay, so Jack Steele's done a job in the last couple of weeks. He went to Cochin last week, who only ended up on 67, and then went to Dusty late in the game, who...
It slowed him up, didn't it?
It did slow him up. Gold Coast Suns against your boys, Roy Carlton, up at there at Metricon. This could be anything.
Mm.
This could be absolutely anything. Gold Coast give up the number one points to midfielders.
Yeah.
Carlton are giving up the most points, or they'd both be number one and two in giving up the most points this year.
It's going to be a smorgasbord.
But for who?
Well, Cripper.
But will he be he will be tagged.
Yeah, good luck.
So he was tagged by Homan
earlier
this year to 95.
Yeah.
And previous weeks, they've had Sexton, Tuke Miller, and Jesse Lawney.
Yeah, they're swapping it around, aren't they? Nah, he'll still be good. Irrelevant players like Mark Murphy will be good. Everyone will be good in this game.
So JPK, 134 against them last week in a loss.
Yeah.
Even Parker won that 119.
Mm.
Week before that, Crouch 117.
Yeah, Beamer, it's well overs for everyone, isn't it? It should be good reward for anyone with players from those teams.
The last Saturday night game, Adelaide and Melbourne. Clayton Oliver's the one to watch. Mm. A lot of people are bringing him in.
Yeah.
Would you advise against that, Roy, this week?
Oh, is it jumping at shadows? I am one to jump at shadows, so I've reversed the trade. I'm not getting him in anymore.
Right, okay.
I was going to, but...
I've seen the footage of him getting rubbed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's real.
So it is real.
Mm.
How did he limp off?
Don't know. Just
the fact he
rubbed.
Left... Yeah, it's a worry. The guy that's been averaging, you know, through the roof, what is he? 117... His last... No, okay.
Well, got Adelaide. Better than
that. He's been awesome.
Yeah, he has been awful.
It's a tough game for him. In Adelaide, against Adelaide, Riley Knight will be tagging him if he plays.
So he's going to be tagged and he's going to be...
Sore.
Right. Yeah, I'm not getting him in this week based on that.
It's a no-go.
Yeah.
A little concerned here for Max Gawn against Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so his last two against Jacobs, he hasn't gone over 80.
Wow.
Right? And Adelaide are the third hardest team for ruckmans to score against.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
so
amazing.
He's doing nothing himself, Jacobs.
Defensive.
But no one's doing anything against
only
him.
Only two guys have turned up against Jacobs this year. Ryder with a 102 and a Grundy who turns up on everybody with a 126. Kicking over into Sunday, North Melbourne against West Coast down in Hobart. Ben Jacobs is out, so that... Well, I don't think he would have gone to anyone anyway because he's sort of been on and off with his tagging runs. But I think this is going to be good for Gaff. 144 against North Melbourne last year.
Oh, really?
125 last time he was in Hobart.
Yeah, amazing. Hey, what about the form of Jack Redden? It is absolutely nuts. 143, 135, 110.
You wouldn't have wanted to trade him.
No, you wouldn't, poor old Selby. So what do you get him in? It's another one of those change the head, change the name, and you'd get him in a flash based on what he's doing and his price.
There would be people out there that play the game like that.
Yeah.
Who don't really care about a name and just play it purely statistically.
Well, it's smart because we probably tarnish him with a brush that's unfair.
Yeah. Just because you don't have a superstar name at this stage of the year.
So I wouldn't be doing it, but his form.
Would you, Matt just asked this question, would you go Redden over McRae?
Oh, my goodness. See, no, I wouldn't. But it's probably, a viable option.
So that is the game. This is the Bulldogs, Port Adelaide, up in Mars. That's a long way to play football from. Dog, boom, boom, ching.
Oh, my gosh, cow. Sound.
I know.
Seriously. If it was the first time they'd played there or something, maybe.
Right. Here we go. So, McRae, 76 last week.
You deserve every going thing you get.
76 last week, and people were like, well, is that a concern? Was that against the Eagles?
Yeah.
The Eagles are bloody tough to score
against. You did flag that.
Flagged. So his last two scores against Port Adelaide, 44 was when he did his hammy.
Yep.
And a 149.
Wow. Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. Last two games in Mars, that 149 was against them that day, and a 151.
Doesn't mind it.
Doesn't mind playing there at all, Roy. So the thing is, Port Adelaide, last week, four of the Gun Giants players went over 110.
Yeah, right.
So he will be massive this week.
Should be. Hey, Josh Dunkley, it's real.
It is real.
It is real. So it's another one that would take some guts to do it.
Yep.
However, the fact that you pick him up as a forward, an underpriced forward, but I'll tell you what, his price is going up at the rate of knots. But he's a genuine midfielder. His tackles are always there. Even when he's out of form, he tackles, which is a reason we love him. But he's going anywhere between 23 and 30 touches at will.
Yep.
His tackles are always there. He's going to average 100 the rest of the year from this point.
Is he going to be a guy we speak about in the footy record and we speak about next year?
So he's at an average. He'll be underpriced.
He's at an average of 88.
Yeah.
And we're going to analyse his back half of the season and just go, he could go at 105 this year.
We will just be hunting what role he's going to play.
Yeah.
Because if he's a midfield, you can pick him as a forward still maybe, potentially, you would take it.
I also think the Port Adelaide boys have a field day here against the Bulldogs, who have given up 21 100 plus scores in the last 3 weeks.
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. 21.
That's unbelievable.
They will all turn up. Well, no, actually, according to that, seven of them will. So, yeah, Freo and Hawthorn over at Optus. Lockie Neal, dog, you ready for this?
Right.
He had 95 on them last year.
Yep. Against the Hawks. Good. That'll do.
He's had one.
That's about what he does.
He's had one ton in a career 9 games against them. They are by far his worst team to score.
I wonder why.
Don't know.
It's just one of those bogey teams. It's one of them. Surely they don't put any attention into.
Has 5 played with him in every one of those games.
Don't know.
That's not changing anything either.
I don't dig that, dude. But the pig's there, Roy.
Yep.
The pig's there.
Oh, my gosh.
What can he do?
I don't know. He'd be a bit tired. 160?
160. Free out of the fourth easiest for mids to score against. He had 130 on him last year. Banfield is, well, a concern, if you want to put that in any sort.
They will have to tag him.
But Banfield, against Zach Merritt last week, Zach has 112. Week before that, Ollie Wines has 118. So you'd think the tags would be a lot harder than what he's been given those blokes.
Yeah.
But he can't be tagged.
No.
He'll go to O'Meara or someone.
He's got to go at 154, remember, to break the record.
They will tag him. He'll just have a lazy 130.
Yeah, 135.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you'd think he'd be good. Warndog? That's a wrap from all the games.
That is a wrap. Well done, Cal. You've done pretty well with that.
G'day, I'm Tom Mitchell from the Hawks, and you're listening to The Traders with Roy, Calvin and Warney.
Speaking of the pig.
The pig was on. I get a tingle in my tail every time I see series was.
Alrighty. We're hitting up more questions from the Facebook Live, and I'm going to ask. All right. Aiden, we sort of answered this before, but would you hold off on Witherden with Hodge being back?
I would have a look at it. It is, the numbers suggest it's risky to have a crack at it.
Yep.
Mm.
From Alex Francis wants to know, Ward or Shuey?
It's a good one.
I'll leave
that one for you because you bought Ward in last week.
No, I bought Shuey in.
Oh, yeah.
Who was solid. I would have a look at Cowell's scale of hardness, thankfully adjusted by Warney, and take that into consideration. But they're both much of a muchness. I'll look for instant reward. Who do both teams play? Who do GWS play?
So GWS this week, Roy, they play St Kilda at home.
Right, field day, yep. And Shuey.
Shuey has Kangaroos in Hobart.
Right, I'm going Ward.
I'm going Ward too, and you'll save yourself. Kangaroos in Hobart,
weather-wise, yeah. Who knows what happens down there.
You pocket about 35K for your efforts.
Yeah, yep, go Ward.
There you go.
All right.
Buyer beware, though, he manages to disappoint at some stage.
Kevin, you love looking at your taggers. Dumont will tag Gaff, says Matthew. Tagged Phillips in the first half last week, and what did your mate Phillips score?
Did he really?
Yeah,
no, I don't think he did, because we were at the game.
I watched it pretty close.
I was watching him pretty close because he had nothing.
Yeah,
I
he wouldn't was just say, so outside. That's what
I wouldn't say he was tagged. No. He had someone playing next to him.
He did, didn't he? Yeah. Like that is a good call. Was watching, they certainly weren't leaving him to run 20 metres into open space. He was running, what, 10, probably 10 metres away, jogging behind him just so they didn't bother.
So who did he reckon he would tag? Gaff,
yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think you can tag Gaff the way he's playing. Yeah.
I like what he's saying. I think he might be right.
I've got Gaff. No, stop it.
I think he might be right.
You're an idiot.
James McAuliffe wants to know, if he's going to get some cover in, where is it, midfield or forward line?
Where there's more players.
So you go to the midfield.
You go to the midfield.
Yeah.
Unless, just got of course, there. You've got someone that is risky.
Cade.
Well, that's not mid or forward.
I think he's an offender last time I checked. I for the last 15 years.
I didn't hear the question.
So you just go, unless you've got someone that's in doubt or there could be an issue, you just go.
Got to play the number game there, I think.
And, yeah, okay, that's cool. All right, Zach wants to know, Ahern to Shuey or Gibbs to Kelly? Well, you've knocked Kelly out of your midfield, so.
Ahern to Shuey. Yeah.
All right.
That's what I did. Last week, basically, the best available for the biggest spud.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of another proper premium.
This one's probably right up your alley here, Roy. Nathan Mitchell wants to know, strapped for cash, who do I get in out of Jaden Short or Hayden Crozier?
Right. Love Shorty, gosh, I do love Shorty, but goodness me, I didn't know Crozier was doing great. 93 over 5.
Yeah.
Shorty, what's he been doing? He's gone 97.
Over 3.
Over 3. Well, with Hurley out, in a better team, I'm picking the guy from a better team.
Yep.
I'm going Short.
Yep.
All right.
I think a bit more consistency with that as well.
Yeah.
Who would you upgrade to get Brayshaw in, Hurley or Tui?
Tui.
Tui.
Yep. Okay. Liam wants to know, Oliver, Merritt, Crouch or McRae?
Merritt. No, yeah. McRae. I've changed. Oh,
Merritt, though. He's back.
He is back, but I don't think... As I said, we basically ignore McRae's score last week.
Okay.
He came back in and he has that 130.
Yeah.
He plays the Eagles and buggered it right up. Mm. I think he's back massive again this week.
Yeah.
And I think you want to be on board.
Nick Powell is shouting at us, Dawson or Porter? Dawson.
There you go.
Answer. Done. All right. We are looking at, which rookie should I get for my mid? I guess it's just, who is there that you would get?
Well,
there's Mr. 200 for 250. Yeah,
so you can go.
You can pay for that if you want to pay.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough because we've got a couple of options in the back line.
Yeah.
And we've got that Richmond guy in your forward line.
Mm.
Try a bit of DPP. Have a look at that, mate. Yeah. You might be able to
We're thinking on the run a bit with these rookies because we haven't actually had time to research them. There's no one that we've been talking about all year that's finally got a game or anything.
Like a Freeman or anything like that. Mm. So.
All right. Does Crisp need to go?
Yeah. Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
Yas wants to know, McRae or Gaff? Give us our definitive answer on that one.
McRae or Gaff? I think the answer is McRae over Gaff.
Do you?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. Runs on the board, no injuries, Gaff.
All right. Let's get into the things that we do need to know for this week before we get out of here. The first thing, Calvin, your number one captain, of course, is Tom Mitchell.
Sure is, dog.
Anyone else?
You know what? This is an interesting thing.
Yep.
This is a place you can make ground up on other people, right? And I know if you're desperately trying to do it.
Yeah. Well, there's people that have to win to make the top eight.
Yep.
And if you're the underdog.
You gamble.
Yeah.
99 out of the top 100 coaches had Titch as their captain last week. One person gambled.
Two numbers, the good.
See you later.
So if you want to gamble, go on a Grundy, a Gaff, a McRae, and have a go at them.
Yep.
All right. The ins for the week, the big ones. That Jordan Dawson, he had 216 last week in the NEFL. Darcy Moore's back for the Pies. Blake Akers, Braden Fiorini. If he was still sitting on a
do you know what?
Free agent list.
He was on ours.
Was he?
I had to delist him last week to avoid a donut. Yeah.
Have you got him back?
Oh, I reckon someone else would have snabbled it. Yeah, I didn't look.
Bont is back and Jager O'Meara is back. Some of the outs that are relevant to us fantasy coaches. Darcy Cameron has been dropped after his first game. Didn't make any money last week as a basement price player. Jordan Goeikau, if you didn't hear, he is out. Braden Sire is out as well for the Pies. And Duday didn't get up. And Dalhouse done for the season there. Some of the big names.
What was Sire out, Doc?
Just said injured. I will dig a little bit deeper.
Because he was injured the week before.
Yeah, with that corky.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maybe aggravated.
Now, some debutants that we might see for the Tigers. Baker may make his debut. Baker against the Pies. Is there something in that, Calvin? Could you make up a headline about that one? Will Walker for North Melbourne will be making his debut as well. Fergus Green. We might see Billy Frampton, and he could be one of my options as a trade-in player. Actually, my Big O could go down to him. So that's what I'm looking at with my trade. Big O to Frampton, Taranto going up to McRae at the moment. What are you blokes thinking at the minute with your trades?
I will probably be going... Ahern and Taranto out.
Yep.
Unless Frampton's named and that becomes an easy cash grab. And I'll probably bring in Whitfield, I think, at this stage.
Right. Nice. Cow, what are you thinking?
Well, hands are pretty much tight here, dog. I will be going Duday to Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And benching DeGoey.
Yeah.
And rolling with Ahern.
Beautiful. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch this on iTunes every week and watch on Facebook Live every Thursday night. Good luck in round 19.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.